It's time for a Real Estate Roundup. This is the time every single week we get together with noted real estate agent Terry Story. Terry is a 31-year veteran with Keller Williams located in Boca Raton, Florida. Welcome back to the show, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
I have to talk about it. It's not pleasant to talk about, but of course now the coronavirus is starting to spread.
Yep.
Albeit, you know, not so much around the world, but there are a lot of worries about that right now. And in the real estate market, it's creating a new challenges. In certain instances. Tell us
sure.
the story.
So there's a story out the Bay Area in California where the seller is in Wuhan province and was there for the Chinese New Year's. He can't leave the country. He has his house under contract and there's nothing he can do about it. He can't close on it.
Right. So before he was selling his house.
Right. Had it for sale.
It had not gone to contract.
Well, I don't know all those details.
Well, I mean, in this circumstance, according to this article, and then ended up before the Chinese New Year, I guess he went home to China and he ended up in Wuhan province.
Correct.
Okay. Then he got stuck there and now he had, well, I guess he had a letter of intent or something for them to close.
Right.
It was time for them to close. But he was not able to come back and that created the problem because there was nobody there to act in his interest.
That's right. So they came up with, you know, how do we solve this? The buyer still wants the property. You know, this is costing the buyer because the seller is not able to sign and there's nothing they can do about it till he can get back here. Some of the things he agreed to is extend the 30-day mortgage. You know, there's a premium to pay to extend those lock-in rates.
Someone's got to pay
so
that.
So somebody's got to pay it. Maybe, you know, I don't know all the details.
But the buyer stepped up to give the seller some wiggle room.
Correct.
To give the seller a chance to get back here.
Correct. So they negotiate it. So this story is interesting because we may see more of this. I don't know how many people are in parts of the world that can't get home specifically due to the coronavirus, and I hope there's not much of it.
Yeah.
However, I have a story that I can share that just happened the other day, and this is what's important in this whole thing. If you are a seller and you're planning to leave and don't have access to easily signed documents. And what I mean by easily signed documents, we're not talking email. We're talking a notary. You know, you need a destination.
Let's say you're going on a cruise.
No good.
No good. No, don't go on a cruise.
Don't go on a cruise. So in this particular case, the seller went on a cruise, told us on a Friday late afternoon, the closing was scheduled for Tuesday, going for a week cruise. The buyers were flying into town Thursday night. And we're expecting to stay in a hotel and move in, right? So she takes off, and now that leaves the buyer in a situation where they have to wait a week till she gets back, which is like seriously wrong. So they came to an agreement, like in this particular case, they renegotiated. The seller agreed, okay, Mr. Buyer, since I'm doing this, I'll let you move in advance.
Mm-hmm.
So buyers think, okay, that's cool. We'll go ahead and move in advance. For free because you messed up, Mr. Seller. And when they get there, guess what? It's raining in the house. There's a roof leak,
God.
Really bad roof leak.
What a disaster.
Now it's 11 o'clock at night on a Thursday night.
Wow.
Raining. So what does a buyer have to do? You know, it created a lot of problems.
Sure.
We were able to work it all out. We had to wait, of course, until the seller came back into town to rectify this and figure out what the game plan was going to be. But we worked it out.
Okay. So the lesson
lesson in this, if you're going to be going on vacation, look at your calendar and make sure before you agree to a close date, you can make arrangements in advance to sign in advance and other provisions, maybe a power of attorney, but make sure that the title company and your realtors are aware of these things to avoid problems like this.
Don't disappear 5 days before the closing.
No.
Right?
And if at all possible, be by a phone.
All right. I want to switch gears here. And I want to ask the question, because I've often wondered this. How does a realtor properly price a property?
Well, first thing we do is look at comps. And the best way to describe it is you want to price in the direction that the market is heading. Okay. What is the trend?
Mm-hmm.
And in real estate, it's either trending up, trending down, or remaining relatively flat. But staying relatively flat is really always just for a very short window. So it's really, if you look at it, think of it that way, it's either going up or going down. So you want to You want to price it in the direction that the market is heading.
How do you determine that?
So there's many different factors that you can look at to determine what the market is doing. Some of it is, you know, we look at days on market. So are the days on market rising or declining?
If they're rising, that means that prices
are
softer.
Things are starting to soften, which means the market, you know, you have to look at several variables. That's one. The other thing is price adjustments. How many price adjustments are you seeing? Is the percentage of property initially on the market, how many times are they reducing it before it sells? So those are just two of the leading indicators.
Like what about multiple offers? Did disappear?
So the disappearance of the multiple offers, that's another
So you're watching this because you know your marketplace,
right?
And you can feel,
when
things are softening or they're strengthening.
Correct.
But the idea is it's skating to where the puck's going to be, not where the puck is today.
Where it is today. And then the other thing you have to factor in is price category. So you look at, you could say, okay, the total market is going in this direction, but within that, what about the price category? Because if I tell you right now that it's trending to begin a decline, and we're talking a $2 million property and versus a $200,000 property, it's probably not going to be the same.
So another variable is that there are price tiers.
Price tiers.
So 200 to 400, let's say, I'm making this, 400 to 750 or something,
maybe
8 or whatever,
to a million.
And then 8 and up or something, to a million. I mean, but you can get a sense because the demand in those different markets are different, and therefore the pricing is different to some degree in those markets.
Correct.
You may have an extremely strong low-priced market, an incredibly weak luxury market, or vice versa.
Correct.
Yeah. So you can't
imagine vice versa because the investors would be gobbling up the lower end stuff.
Okay. But you can't paint with too broad a brush.
That's right.
My guest, as always, is Terry Story, a 31-year veteran with Keller Williams, located in Boca Raton, Florida. And she can be found at terrystory.com. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.